Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Are you maximizing your opportunities to generate leads? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Hey, before we jump into today's discussion, I have to ask, did you start any new habit this week? Last week, we covered the 8 habits of high performers. And unless you scored an 8 out of 8, I'm hoping that you took the time and made the effort to begin a new habit or improve a habit that you've fallen away from. I sure hope so. I know that my legs are pretty sore this week after feeling guilty about sharing that high performers find time to work out every day. And I would like to consider myself a high performer. So guess what I've been doing since last week's podcast? That's right, working out every day. And aside from the soreness, it feels pretty darn good. Anyway, enough about that, and on to today's topic. This week, my question for you is, are you maximizing your opportunities to generate leads? It's not a trick question. It's a serious one. Here's why. Most business owners I meet wish they had more leads for their business. It's one of the most frustrating struggles that many business owners deal with, not having enough leads to grow their business as fast as they had hoped. But a quick peek behind the curtain often reveals that most businesses are not fully utilizing their maximum lead-generating capacity. Why is that? Is it because it's too costly? Is it because it's too difficult? Or is it because they're making it too complicated? I'd suggest it might be all 3 reasons. So let's see if we can simplify things a bit today. I like things to be simple and straightforward. It's why I think about a business like it's a bike, not a rocket ship or a nuclear submarine, a simple bike with simple parts that fit together simply. And while I think I'm pretty good at thinking in simple terms, no one can hold a candle to Alex Hormozi, the king of simple. If you're not familiar with Alex Hormozi, I'd highly recommend you follow him. I don't always like his choice of language. He's a little rough for my taste, but his content is solid and his practical, no-nonsense approach to business is refreshing. I recently picked up a copy of his new book, $100 Million Leads, and I've used it a lot in just a couple of months. His writing is at the 4th grade reading level, on purpose, by the way, to make sure that he's breaking down every aspect of gaining new customers into terms and steps that are simple enough for anyone to grasp and follow. So to help answer our question this week, I'm going to share some of Alex Hormozi's simple. Just to remind you, our question this week is, are you maximizing your opportunities to generate leads? So let's dive right into the 4 core types of leads we all have access to as business owners, and let's see how you're doing at maximizing your opportunities within each of these core 4 types. If you like to see things visually, you may want to draw a 2x2 grid. The top row of 2 boxes you can label as 1-to-1 or private leads, and the bottom row of 2 boxes you can label 1-to-many or public leads. The left column of the 2 boxes you can label people you know, and the right column of the 2 boxes you can label as people you don't know. What that gives you is a description for each of these 4 boxes or 4 types of leads. The top left box represents 1-to-1 private leads of people you already know. We can call this box warm outreach. The top right box represents one-to-one private leads of people you don't currently know. We can call this box cold outreach. The bottom left box represents one-to-many or public leads of people you already know. We can call this box post free content. And the bottom right box represents one-to-many or public leads of people you currently don't know. We can call this box paid ads. Pretty simple, isn't it? Simply by defining our audience by whether we already know them or not, and whether we're going to engage with them privately or in more of a group or public setting, we can easily identify the core four types of leads for our business. So let's take this a step further and discuss how we should be interacting with these four core types of leads. Let's start with the easiest, the warm outreach. Those people we already know who we are going to contact with them one-to-one. It's pretty simple and straightforward. We pick a platform on which to make the connection. This could be by phone, email, DM, in person, or some other platform you use often. Then we simply personalize a message to them, warm them up by engaging with them on something they care about. You know this because you already know them. Make them an offer that's the easiest in the world, and ask them to share it with their friends. This one's kind of a no-brainer. We already have a connection with them. We just need to be friendly, engaging, and not pushy. But surprisingly, many businesses don't use this lead type very often. It often makes me wonder if the business owner doesn't think their product or service is all that good, if they're not able and willing to engage their current connections as a lead generator for their business. But done well, this can be a goldmine of opportunity for any business. The next easiest lead type is posting free content. This targets those people we already know, but rather than in a one-to-one setting, it's in a public setting. This is where you pick a platform or a couple different platforms and simply give away free stuff. The free stuff can be wisdom, insight, tips, tricks, insider knowledge, or how-to guides. When I ask business owners how often they're posting free content, they typically say that they aren't regularly, or if they are, they're doing it very infrequently. I get the sense that many business owners are afraid of coming across as being too pushy if they post a lot or send a lot of emails. But I think that depends upon whether everything you send is an ask or an offer, or if you're providing free advice and giving away some of your best stuff. If that's got you hung up on this too, here's a tip that Alex shares in his book. A pro tip about making an ask is to give in public and only ask in private. I think there's wisdom in that statement. Simply give stuff away on your social posts and save your ask for when someone expresses interest, and then make the ask in private. The third type of lead is the cold outreach. Those people you don't already know and you connect with them one-to-one. This typically includes using lists of targeted individuals or companies, someone who's in your ideal demographic. These lists may be readily available, or you may have to pay to get access to them. And using this type of lead requires that you have a firm handle on your target market and your unique value proposition. If you know both of these and feel good about what value you offer to these specific people or businesses, your direct contact with them can be very compelling and oftentimes much needed and wanted. But because this is an unknown audience and you're likely an unknown resource for them, the response rate is likely to be low. A good place to start with this type of lead might be interest groups of people who are perhaps looking for the solution that you can offer. For example, LinkedIn groups that attract like-minded individuals may be a good place to start when engaging with a cold audience. And finally, the fourth type of leads are paid ads. These are leads that represent people you don't know who you target with a public message. I'm sure you're familiar with those. We get them all the time, either in our mailbox or our email or on our social media feeds. The sender has defined a specific demographic or are targeting those that have expressed some kind of liking or preference for the things that are related to their products or services. This obviously comes with a cost, so it's important to do some research before simply signing up for a paid ad program. It's also important to track and measure your response and success rate with this type of lead to make sure you're making a good decision to pay for these types of leads. I do hear often that paid leads or mailbox flyers or mass mailing letters just don't work. But knowing that the businesses who are paying to send them out would not continue to incur the cost to send them out if they didn't generate good new leads for them, I'm pretty convinced that they do work in some situations and for some businesses. It may not be where you want to start, but there's clearly an opportunity if done well. So there you have it, a quick summary of the simple approach to generating leads, compliments of Alex Hormozi. If after hearing this you recognize that you're not fully utilizing the lead opportunities you have for your business, I'd highly recommend you get his book, $100 Million Leads. It's well worth the investment. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I know I've focused on how simple the lead generation process is, but I also know you must be intentional and focused to be effective. If you need help in this area, just ask. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss when to start rewarding for performance. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.